This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's an MCSE at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. The full board here this morning, so let's get right to your calls without any further ado, as it were. Let's go to Danny in Glastonbury, our resident groupie. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Listen, when I got my tablet, my S2,
yeah,
it just had the regular email on it. I guess it's the Samsung email.
All right.
And so I put my email address in when I set up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized what I really wanted was Gmail, like I had on my old tablet.
Correct.
So I got a Gmail account, and I put the same email address. So for a while, ever since, I get an email. If I get an email, it goes to both accounts.
Okay.
Right? Like duplicates. Okay, so back on the 16th of this month, mm-hmm. I got a Google security alert.
Yep.
And it says, email, Samsung email was granted access to your Google account. Check the activity, and then when I did that, it said someone logged in, granted access. That was somebody near Danbury, Connecticut.
Uh-oh.
Do you recognize this activity? And I clicked no, and then they told me that, you know, somebody had gotten into my Google account through the Samsung email.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed the procedures for that to get take the account back.
Yep.
And then I got a security alert that says that your password was changed. Well, that's because I followed the first step and changed the password.
Right.
They asked me if that was me.
And it was.
And it was. And then it says your Google account. Then I got another one. Your Google account was recovered successfully.
Nice.
Okay. So now after I did that, I thought I was all right.
Uh-huh.
But three or four times a day, I would get a little ping. And then within the same minute, I'd get another ping that somebody tried to access my Samsung email.
Okay.
And, you know, apparently they didn't get in because I changed the password. They were going in through the Google account.
Yeah.
But I can't receive or send any emails from this account now.
Samsung?
From the Samsung account.
Huh.
Since the 16th of April, nothing's been able to send or receive.
So, Danny,
Could I just disable the account?
Yeah, you can disable the Samsung account. You don't need to use that. So you're Danny at Samsung.com?
No, I'm something else.
Well, no, I'm saying, are you at Samsung?
Right. No, I'm a different name at Gmail, but it comes to this it's it comes to the Samsung account too.
Well, that's just a Samsung mail client, right?
Yeah.
You don't have Samsung doesn't have a mailbox for you. I didn't think they had a mailbox for
you.
Right? So you're at Gmail.
I'm at Gmail.
Okay.
But it comes to this
the device.
This email that was on the tablet, loaded on the tablet, cuz when I looked at it in the settings, it can't uninstall. I can only disable it.
Okay, you can disable the Samsung email client if you want. You just want to run the Gmail client. I think you're just talking about we got two things confused. You're not getting email from Samsung. You're using a Samsung mail client, right?
Oh, okay.
And then you've got the red M, which is your Google client.
Right.
But both are for the Google account. So you want to make a very difficult password for that Gmail account.
Yeah, no, I did.
All right, what was it?
Oh, well, you know I can't tell you that.
So I think you're good. What you should enable is two-factor. Now, I don't think you have a cell phone there, do you?
No.
All right. So if you ever get a cell phone, you can add two-factor authentication.
Well, I have a cell phone, but it's a 14-year-old Motorola flip phone that doesn't get text or anything.
Yeah, so that won't work.
With the antenna duct taped on.
Yeah, Google does sell these little keychain devices that can allow for two-factor as well.
Oh, yeah, those little security things?
Yep. You could try that if you want to add more security, or just, again, make sure that your password is really...
Well, I wasn't really worried about the security because I haven't seen anything weird happening anywhere else on my thing. I just thought I'd disable this just so it wouldn't be... Because I still get these little pings that somebody's still trying to, access it.
Right.
And that would just,
They just say no.
Close the door on that.
That works for me, too. All right, Danny. Yeah, you're good.
Okay. And with the Elon Musk you were talking about earlier about Tesla and stuff...
Yeah.
I just bought some more Tesla yesterday Friday at $231.
Yeah.
It's been down a ton, but
it's tanking.
It went back up 10 after I bought it.
Oh, well, good for you.
It's going to recover.
I don't know. There's some people that are, there's a lot of folks that are kind of tired.
They're gunning for him.
They're not gunning for him. He's kind of like the Barnum and Bailey of P.T. Barnum of the world here. He promises a lot, overpromises, underdelivers, and people are getting a little tired of it.
Starship he has down in Texas there at his spaceport.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a thing that's basically a bunch of tin cans put together that he says is the big rocket with a motor on it, and he's done some power tests, but it's really just like a mock-up simulation of an imitation for the body of it.
Interesting.
And, he does have the Barnum and Bailey in him.
We'll see what happens. I wish him the best, but, the stock became a bargain in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Good luck to you.
Okay. And if I have emails that I never read, does that take up any space on my tablet if I've never opened them and I just didn't get rid of them?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Oh, it does. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
You got it, Danny.
Is Bob leaving?
No, what do you mean, Bob leaving? He's here.
I thought he was moving out of town.
Oh, he will be. He's ready to go. He'd love to go. He'd go tomorrow if he could.
Oh, okay, because I heard a couple weeks ago you mentioned that, and I wanted to...
Yeah, no, not yet.
I didn't know if I heard it right.
We still have him for a while.
Ready to go, right?
Yeah, sadly.
When I retire.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Danny. Bye-bye. All right, let's get on to Ed in Wallingford next. Morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Question mark. Recommendations. I want to get rid of the Comcast modem, which costs $13 a month.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's ridiculous. It was $10, and then I was on the phone with them yesterday, and they said, oh, it's $13.
Yeah. So this is a big profit center for them. You do not need it. Basically, you just have to go to within Staples or any of these big box stores, you know, Best Buy or whatever, or even online, they'll actually have modems that'll say Cox ready or Comcast ready.
That's what she told me. She says, make sure it does that. And I did a search on Amazon, and a whole ton of them came up.
Yeah. So I am, as far as I'm concerned with Amazon, you know, in the old days, you know when Walmart used to say it always was American products?
Yeah.
Right? And then they went and bought everything in China. Well, Amazon's the same way. Amazon's like, oh, we're the lowest price. I'm not finding that anymore. Maybe I'm just a bad online shopper, but Amazon's prices are the exact same as everyone else's prices these days.
Okay, so you recommend like Best Buy's?
Just go pop in the car and get the modem, you can get it right away. Go ahead, Bob.
Best Buy's got an Aris surfboard for $39.99.
Yeah, it'll pay for itself in no time.
Okay, $39.99 at $13 a month. What's that, 4 months?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer is what it is.
But how difficult is it? Just plug and play, or do I have
It's so plug and play. You're going to literally rip theirs out, plug yours in, and call them. And you're going to give them what's called a MAC address.
Okay.
Which is on the bottom of the modem.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're going to say, okay, Ed, here you go.
But you've got to return the modem, or they're going to continue to charge you
for it. Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have the one down in North Haven here, the Comcast. Yeah. But the girl that I talked to, I highly complimented her, because she's the one that really suggested this. She's paying through the nose for this thing.
Oh, I hope their calls aren't recorded.
Oh, I think everything on Comcast is recorded. When I call them the cable pigs and everything else.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they went up $60 on my cable bill.
Ugh.
And the last bill I got, so I called and went to war with them, and then they brought it back down again.
Well, if you think about it, I was kind of thinking about it a little while back. People talk about putting solar on their house, right? So you have a energy bill of $200 a month for your electricity. And so you put you borrow $20,000 to put the solar thing on your roof, and you get to redo your roof before you do it. There's another $5,000 or $8,000. all to save, take your $200 electric bill and bring it down to $40.
How many years does it take to recuperate?
Well, there's that. But how many people could do that instantly by just buying a $39 modem, cutting cable, and streaming it over YouTube TV? You could save as much money without a $20,000 outlay and your roof being mangled. And I'm just saying the equivalent is, it's so amazing how much money you can recoup equivalent so quickly.
So my, you've answered my question. It's not a big deal.
No.
It's not a can of worms that I'm opening.
No, they actually are hoping you think it is.
Okay.
And it's not.
Well, I appreciate your advice.
All right, Ed, good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Be nice when you drop off that modem. Don't call them any names. We're going to step out for a quick break. Mike, Brian, and Dave, hang on. This is Computer Talk. One line open for you. We'll be right back. And we are back. Don't get me wrong on solar. It's great. I just think a solar shingle is the way to go. Elon promised that a few years ago. We're still waiting for that. He's got a great example house, but that's about it. Solar shingles is what I would do in a minute.
How about those batteries to...
Yeah.
Like wall panels.
That's
batteries.
A great idea, too. Because then you take the power off the sun, put it in your basement, and just hope it doesn't explode. Lithium ion has some issues. Let's go on to Dave in Marlboro next. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Big fan. Listen to you every week. You guys are a great resource.
Oh, thank you.
And speaking about blowing up, I have a question about Windows 7.
Yeah.
I have a desktop HP Pavilion, and back a couple years ago when they were, you know, Microsoft was trying to make everybody go to Windows 10, I was able to dodge that bullet, and I've continued on, you know, Windows 7 Premium, and everything's been hunky-dory.
Same in my house.
I got a thing from Microsoft when I logged on this week saying as of January 1st, 2020, no more support for Windows 7.
Yep, they've started that warning message.
Right. So for me, the question is, the reason why I never converted was I didn't want to have the problems with the interface and the drivers and everything.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? That's a great question, Dave. So in our business, we're busy converting everybody to Windows 10 because for business people, they have no choice. You need those security updates. And, you know, it's the only business where they can kind of hold you at gunpoint and say, we're not going to support it anymore. You got to upgrade and you have to, which is, of course, what makes it so distasteful.
Right.
In your case, you can weigh that. So what it means is you're not going to get quote-unquote security updates. Now, when XP was expired about 6 or 7 years ago now, I think, Microsoft said the same thing. We're no longer going to quote-unquote support XP. And then about a year and a half later, they had to release a security update because of the massive hole that was in it and the massive amount of people who still ran XP.
Yeah.
So you can as far as I'm concerned, for home, as long as you use our antivirus product tools that we recommend, your web, the OpenDNS, I would contend you can go a while with Windows 7, understanding that Microsoft says they are not going to fill, or basically when they say they're not going to support it, they're no longer going to patch the problem holes, issues with their software.
Okay.
So they're saying they're no longer going to quote unquote support it.
Yeah.
As long as you understand that for a period of time, the longer you go, though, with Windows 7, the more of those vulnerabilities will be made available to the guys in the Czech Republic who are going to want to remote into your machine and try to hack you, right?
Right.
So eventually, you're going to weigh that and say, well, I probably should upgrade. How old is your machine?
That's about 5 years old.
Okay.
So, and I'm thinking, I mean, right now for security, I got the Microsoft Essentials and I have the Malware Bytes, but I'm kind of getting from the way you're describing it, eventually, if I'm, for whatever reason, forced to go to Windows 10, don't even bother trying to upgrade my machine because it's...
Right, too old.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, same thing in my house. I mean, my machine's about the same age as yours, so I'm not going to upgrade it. I'll replace it.
Okay.
I'll get that through committee pretty easily.
Okay.
But as, you know, 6 years is what you want out of your system. So now, I would say Windows Defender is really not, after January 1, I don't think they're going to update it anymore.
Well, it's the Microsoft Essentials. Is
yeah.
that the same as Defender?
Pretty much, yeah. So again, you'd want to get a professional antivirus tool if you're going to stick with Windows 7 past January 1.
Okay.
And enable OpenDNS.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good luck, Dave.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
But again, for business, if you're a manufacturer that has to deal with 800-171 NIST compliance or DFARS, because you're dealing with military-grade parts, as we do here in Connecticut a lot, you have to upgrade your machines to get them to Windows 10 by January 1st. If you're a financial planner, you're dealing with financial data, an accounting firm, again, if your systems are not being updated, those are more vulnerable. Even with the security tools that we provide to our customers, you should definitely make sure you can upgrade, you know, be current with the Windows 10 systems. Now, we have an article that we could bring up today that actually talks about the, I think it was the May release, Bob, of the updates, broke all the antivirus. Oh, yeah, here it is. The folks at Microsoft who want to warn you about your Windows 7 not being supported, for those of us who are on Windows 10, we also have the fact that we are supported by Microsoft. Geez, thanks, you guys. And you've updated your April 2019 patches, and you've literally wreaked havoc on PCs, causing crashes because of folks who are running Sophos antivirus, Avast antivirus, are being just hammered by this update. And Microsoft is kind of saying, I don't know what we did. I don't know what's wrong. I'm sorry. No, this is supported software. Thanks, Microsoft. I'll put a link up here for you, but these guys are just, October was a debacle. Now April's a debacle. These are supported operating systems. So when they kind of, it's kind of funny when they say we're not going to support your Windows 7, you're kind of like, you almost want to say, whew, great. Thank you. But it's not the right way to think about it, but it is kind of feel that way. I'll put a link up here for you. You can read this article about just what a mess supported Microsoft operating systems can be. Keeps us in business. We're both just shaking our heads. All right. Do I have to go to a break here? Matt, I'm all lost. All right. Let's go right to Brian in the car next. Hey, Brian in the car.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I'm just following up with what that guy said about his Samsung email and his Gmail.
Yeah.
It's not... I don't think it's a virus, because the same thing happened to me on my Samsung Galaxy a couple weeks ago.
It's not a virus.
It was just that the application that I used to do my email on my phone wasn't connected with my Gmail for some reason. So I did the same thing and said, someone's tried to access your account, and I was all worried, except the location showed the location where I was.
Right.
So
in his case, it showed it.
It wasn't someone else.
Right.
But I reset it anyway.
Good.
And then it made me... Even when I reset it, it made me give Samsung email permission to my Gmail in order for me to use it on my phone.
Well, I'm not sure I like that.
The thing is about, like Danny said, it was showing him being in Danbury.
Right.
Well, you know what? When you get DHCP from Comcast or these providers, it can be anywhere. Because I've got a static IP.
Right.
And everywhere I go, it says that I'm coming from out of Massachusetts, and I'm not, because, you know, Comcast has registered those IPs out of their site in Massachusetts.
Right. I live in Southington, and my IP is coming out of Meriden. But it's interesting. So, I mean, I have a Galaxy, too. I don't run my email on my Galaxy. I don't want to look at email while I'm on that device. So why Samsung wants to connect that way is a little bizarre.
So you don't think that sounds normal? Because I was a little worried about that, but then it wouldn't allow me to use my email on my phone unless I granted Samsung permission.
Ugh.
I don't like that. I don't know.
Why does Samsung have any right to access your email, giving them permission? I mean, you're running the Google Mail app on your phone, right?
Is this a Samsung? It's whatever was on the home. This was preloaded. I think it was whatever application was on the phone, but I'm using Gmail. So I don't think so. I think I'm actually using a Samsung application to run my Gmail.
So stop doing that.
Okay.
Use the Google app. It's a red M. Download that onto your phone and stop using Samsung. I mean, they really shouldn't. They shouldn't have any right to give them permission to do anything. You need a little red M. It's Gmail app. I wouldn't use a third-party Samsung app. I would just use a Gmail app.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it, Brian.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. That's just weird, you know? Why does Samsung need to be a part of that equation? It's just an app.
But it's free.
I know. It's ridiculous. We're going to step out for a quick break. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So don't lose steam here, guys. We got three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. You want to talk about cutting the cable, feel free to get online with that. You only need, I promise you, 50 megabytes. You can do a little more if you want, but for our family of five, three boys, 50 megabytes streaming like crazy is plenty. That's all you need. Don't buy too much. It's not worth it. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Then Dr. Alessi will be coming in for Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. We've got Mike in Hartford up first. What's going on, Mike? Mike, you there? Oh, Mike's listening. I love that seven-second delay or whatever the delay is. Mike, you there? Oh, Mike going once. Mike going twice. It's almost like I have to wait 7 seconds. Mike, you there? Mike in Hartford, come on, man. There he is.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Oh, I knew you'd come around. What's up, sir? What can we do for you?
Here, okay. I was listening to something here that you were saying about streaming.
Yeah.
Getting cable getting cable for free on YouTube.
Well,
you said put. So what I got? So how do you do that, man?
You don't want to do that, man. I was telling you why you shouldn't be doing that, because it's a risk. People are using what are called jailbroken Rokus or jailbroken Fire Sticks,
right?
That they're buying at flea markets,
right?
And they're plugging them.
$40. I see plenty of people selling them.
Yeah, don't do that, because you're literally inviting the dark web into your house. It's not free. The dark web now is in your house and is going to try to figure out when you're online doing banking or when you're whatever you're doing. This device is doing more than just giving you free movies.
It's capturing your whole network infrastructure. It's capturing access to your
email.
Not just your email. Anything you log into. The usernames, logons,
passwords.
And also it's capturing, like, see, if you have cameras in your house.
Right.
And it's all sending it out to its home base.
Yeah, so don't do that, Mike. We're trying to tell you not to do it.
Right, so Big Brother will be watching.
Not Big Brother!
No, it's like your evil uncle.
Not even a relative.
Yeah,
it's a bad guy.
Yeah, it's somebody's trying to rip you off, I know.
Yeah, stay away from it, Mike.
Okay, so...
Big Brother.
I got... Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, okay, so... I got one of those Fire Sticks.
Nice.
It's not jailbroken. It's brand new.
All right. Fresh. Legal.
Right, right.
Good.
So how do we... I lost instructions. What do? You plug that into your... But you got to have a smart TV. If you don't have a smart TV, it won't work, right?
No. The thing that you bought, the Fire Stick, makes any TV smart.
Okay.
So you plug that into your HDMI connection.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me write this down.
We can put a link up for you on the instructions.
Okay. Give me your website, because I had trouble. What is your website?
Our website, www.computertalkwithtab.com. The name of the show.com, which also works. You can type in the name of the show.com, and that would work, or computertalkwithtab.com. Both of them work.
Computertalkwithtab.com.
Yeah,
and what was the other one?
The name of the show.com.
Okay. So. Explain to me, in case I can't get on the computer, because I've been having problems with it. So,
yep.
Explain to me. See, what I have is I have Frontier.
Yeah.
I don't have the internet. I just have Frontier with their modem.
Right. You have the internet, though. You're able to surf.
Right, right.
Yeah,
it's like 8 megs. I did a speed test. I'm getting 6.4.
Okay, and you have no TV?
It's not copper. It's far.
Yeah, you have no TV with them?
No.
Oh, you've already cut the cable, then.
Right.
So, yeah, you just plug in your Fire Stick, configure Netflix or Amazon Prime or YouTube TV. You're going to pay a monthly cost for Netflix and YouTube TV or Hulu, whatever you want to do. I'm not sure if Amazon Fire Stick supports everything, but they support a lot. And you then watch your TV. So YouTube TV has got, like, ridiculous amounts of channels. I wish they had a smaller package.
I can get that. So just plugged it in. How much is it? So just plug in the HDMI, plug in the Fire Stick into the HDMI.
Yeah, and then get it on the network.
You've got to program it, right?
Yeah, well, you'd have to get it on the network. You have to configure its wireless connectivity to your network. And then then you choose that HDMI connection on your TV, and ta-da, you have streaming.
I just gave Mike some links for how to set up the Fire Sticks.
All right, so there's links that PDF. We're putting out for you.
Then I could stream...
You can stream Netflix, Amazon Prime,
YouTube.
YouTube, yeah, go crazy.
And what's do you know what they're each one charges, though? Some of them used to be free, but now they're all charging, right?
Yeah, YouTube's free. YouTube wants you to charge them, too. But YouTube TV is about $50. Netflix is like, I don't know, 9 to 13.
$50 a month you got to pay them?
Yeah. Netflix is like 9 to 13. Amazon Prime is like $100 a year. That's got a lot of stuff. I don't buy things online. Like I don't do any online shopping. Right. But we're Amazon Prime users.
YouTube's up to $50 a month now.
YouTube TV, not YouTube. So there's YouTube TV and there's YouTube. But yes, YouTube TV is $50 a month, starting next month.
So they're like back in the old days, HBO was the best. You used to have to get cable.
Right, now you'd have to pay Amazon or HBO $15 for that.
On top of their 10.
On top of whatever service you're going to use, correct?
Right. Okay. So, okay, but I guess there's a free trial, so you can go on.
Yeah.
So, but YouTube, you know how you got a smartphone and you watch YouTube.
Yeah, you can do that on the Fire Stick. Yeah.
Okay, and that would be how much a month just
free.
For that?
Free.
Really?
YouTube is free. You can choose the premium one where you have the ad to get rid of the ads, or you can still do YouTube for free. That's still free, Mike. I mean, it's sort of free.
Well, how much is the premium?
I don't know. I won't pay for it. Okay. I don't pay for premium YouTube.
Yeah, but you're getting YouTube. You're getting it's the same as on your smartphone. It's great. You got everything on there.
You have things on there. Yeah, but you don't have TV. You don't have like NBC 30 or CBS or
and that costs
Nessun.
$50 a month.
Yes, sir.
To go through YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
What
TV.
Would have that close like that? Like the channels you just said, Netflix or
for
Amazon
free?
Prime?
If you want it for free, it's an antenna.
Oh, a digital antenna?
Yeah.
And so these channels, these things that I go through the Fire Stick, I could get extra channels with a
YouTube
with a
TV
digital antenna?
Oh, not through the Fire Stick. You'll just do it through the antenna. You're going to have antenna will be your regular TV, and then you go to your streaming when you want to go to the Fire Stick.
Right. So let me get this straight. So I know what you just said. We have Fire Stick. You go on these Netflix or Amazon Prime,
right.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, if I have you're talking about the square antennas that you put on regular digital TVs without the antenna that you don't get any channels.
Yes, sir.
The same antenna.
Yeah, you can put that on there, and now you have free channels.
How many more would I get with that?
Depends on where your
antenna is
reaching. Yeah.
Okay.
You
cool.
Go to Walmart, pick up a high def antenna, and plug it in. See if it works. Doesn't work, return it.
Do you know about Arlo?
Arlo, camera? the cameras, they're wireless cameras.
I was told that it won't work on what I have on the Frontier because it's only got six.
It'll work.
Six megs. You need Comcast. What is Comcast?
No. It'll work.
True?
No, Mike, it'll work. Arlo will work.
I'm sorry?
Arlo will work on your 6 meg connection.
Oh, so do you know the specs on that? Exactly.
I don't off the top of my head, but I know it'll work.
Even on, because I got the lowest speed. That's what I'm asking.
No, I know. You'd have to check Arlo for any respects, but 8 megabits will be fine for your camera.
Well, I know, but see, I didn't buy it yet. Before I buy it, you can't bring that stuff electronically.
Yeah, you can.
So
where are you going? Where are you shopping? You can bring it back.
Okay, so
of course you can bring it back.
It says, because the Frontier DSL, it says 8 meg, but like I said, I did a speed test. I was only getting 6.4.
Right. I understand.
Is that enough?
It probably is, I would recommend go to the Arlo site to get your spec. Double check it. We'll put the link up there for you.
The other thing I wanted to ask, you know how you have automation with door locks and smart plugs?
Yeah.
Will that work on through Frontier's 6.4 with the smartphone? Can you control it with a smartphone?
Yeah. But Mike, what are you doing? Why do you want to go so crazy with the automation, dude?
Oh, no, just...
I worry you're going to lock yourself out of the house.
I'm sorry?
I worry you're going to lock yourself out of your house.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember what you had said. That was funny, the guy.
He'll work all the time. I would recommend, first get used to what streaming is in a Fire Stick before you start automating your locks.
Well, I
don't want the call from the outside
automation.
Of your house.
I was just... But I haven't done it. I haven't done it with that low of speed.
Okay.
Will it work on
it should
that
work.
Six?
Yeah.
What, do you know the lowest it will work on?
It'll probably work on K. It's just got to talk to the...
Oh, really?
It'll work
on K?
Yeah, it should work. It should work. It's just got to talk to the cloud and say, hey, someone put in a password or someone swiped the app, unlock the door. It should work with any internet connection. There's no bandwidth requirement on that small amount of data moving.
And the same thing with the smart plugs, which will turn the lights on.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of data saying on or off.
So now we understand we're on the same level now.
All right. You
control it with any smartphone that you have?
Maybe. It depends on each of the automation devices. So some are Android.
If their link lets you link up with
them. Some are Android, some are Apple, some are going to do both. Yeah, work on both platforms. I wouldn't go there, Mike, if I were you. Get the streaming down. Understand that first. Right?
Right, but I think you can do cameras with your smartphone, right?
Yep. You can. Yeah, the Arlo does that.
Right, okay.
All right, I got to let you go, Mike. All right.
What was the other thing?
No, I got to let you go. I got to let you go. Good luck with it. We're going to step out for a quick break. John, Rob, and Kate, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Dr. Alessi's in the green room. Stick around for that healthy round. So you'll have a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. Let's go to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to John in Ellington next. He's been on the longest. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
No, not too bad. I have a problem. My wife keeps yelling at me all the time.
Oh, welcome to my world.
We have no Wi-Fi.
You have no Wi-Fi?
Yes, in the household.
Oh, no.
And I'm in Ellington, so we don't have any connections at all. I've had DirecTV since 95.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, because we can't have, in order for somebody to give me cable, I have to dig up my lawn.
Oh, gee.
They got to put in a line 200 feet long. And I said, forget about it.
So you have no internet.
So I got Usenet a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But Usenet works great for the first 5-6 days, and then everything just dies off.
All right. So what about, have you tried DSL? Have you found out if DSL's in the area for you, like Frontier?
No DSL, no.
You're that much in the boonies over there in Ellington, huh?
Well, it's not that. We don't have anything that can go underground. I don't have no phone lines. I don't have anything.
Wow, you are off the grid, huh?
But basically, yeah. And I'm right in the neighborhood, and everybody around me has cable because they put it in when they did the house.
You refused. You put your foot down. Now, no wonder your wife's yelling at you.
I didn't refuse. The guy who owned it was a state cop,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't put anything in.
All right. He wanted to be off the grid, too. All right, yep. So you really only have like a cellular option, which is going to be expensive. T-Mobile is coming up with a option for you for the suburbs. Not for the suburb, for the rural areas, which Ellington is. I mean, you can smell the cow patties from here. They're just now defrosting. And I would say that if you call T-Mobile and see if you could get on that, there's a pilot program where you can get 50 megabits of cellular Wi-Fi for $50 a month, I think.
Okay, that's about the same price as what Usenet wants.
Yeah, again, T-Mobile may not be there yet. Usenet, is that another cellular service?
Yes.
Okay, I've never heard of that one.
You never heard of Usenet?
Nope.
Really? Oh, wow. They've been around for almost 10 years now.
All right. So if they have an option, that's great if they exist, because T-Mobile's is not really available yet. If they have
The problem is the speed. You try to watch TV.
Yeah.
If I want to watch something on Netflix or something, it just dies out.
Well, yeah, but you have DirecTV.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about for Netflix. If I want to watch Netflix, every 2 minutes it dies.
Well, you're not getting enough bandwidth then from Usenet. You need at least 50. You need a good 50 megabit or 25 megabit connection. Usenet might not be giving you enough bandwidth.
Yeah, see.
Usenet.
We're getting 50, but we can't watch. You cannot watch Netflix. You're going to watch it for about 3 minutes and then it stops.
You can.
It's got to reload.
I promise you can. You just got to configure it right. So it says Usenet, not Usenet. Hughes. It's Hughes, right?
Yeah, Usenet. Yeah.
Usenet. Okay, I was thinking it was Usenet. Yeah, you should be able to do it with 50 megabits if you configure it properly, unless they have a limit to their bandwidth. If they have a limit to their bandwidth where they kind of throttle you after X number of gigabytes, then
yeah,
that's probably
what's happening.
That's the problem. Whereas T-Mobile's not going to throttle you. HughesNet is. So you can't get past – that's the whole problem with cellular right now, is that they have all these unlimited, limited systems where they throttle you after X number of bytes. You need to be able to get a terabyte of data, which is 1,000 gigs. Imagine your cell phone service having 1,000 gigs.
Yeah.
That's the plan you want, which is what T-Mobile is offering for $50. Eventually, it's a pilot program. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, because I was using a Verizon Jetpack.
That's
that was working. That was working fine
until they throttle you.
Until 2 years ago when that changed.
Yeah, they're gonna throttle. Yeah, they're gonna throttle. They don't allow unlimited yet.
Yeah. The problem with Verizon was the cost.
Yeah.
I mean, I was able to cut my bill in half by switching.
Sure. Yeah. Well,
and I said, wow. I said, yeah, I didn't have any choice.
Yeah. Try Google Fi. It's even cheaper. But that's a whole different concept. But I think your only option is going to be T-Mobile out there. Your wife's going to continue to yell at you. Welcome to my club.
Okay. All right. I'll look into T-Mobile. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Have a good day,
fellas. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
When you're out in the boonies like that, you're kind of stuck. Let's go to Rob in Cheshire next. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of the calls today have to do with phone and TV and internet at the home. And so I was out doing my lawn, and the Cox guy came by because I haven't had Cox in forever.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Frontier system.
Yeah.
And the Cox guy is coming by shortly, and I just wanted to pick your brain with respect to the fact that I don't want to cut the cable yet. I like just being able to turn the TV on, and I have TV and internet and phone because I have a fax machine at my home.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, I don't watch a lot of Netflix. I have an account, but on occasion.
Right.
And right now I'm paying $250 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm figuring I'm going to be able to get a better deal.
Yeah.
I'm not downloading. I actually emailed you. I'm downloading like 1.6 or uploading 1.6.
Yeah.
And downloading like 16 or something. And Cox says they're going to be able to certainly beat that. But I'm not having any issues with speed.
Right.
So I would assume that I just need to get like a minimalist deal with respect to internet speed.
And you need the minimalist. When that guy says he's going to give you 500 megabits or 200 megabits, you're going to say, I need 50 or less. You're going to say, I've been doing great with DSL, which is like 8 megabits.
Right.
And you're going to tell him, look, I want your cheapest, lowest end. And I know what he's going to tell you. Their cheapest one is 100 megabits for $85. Is what I'm going to guess they're going to tell you.
All right. And they have the wireless routers. You would suggest that I try to get my own router, though?
Yes. You buy your own modem and your own router. Because if you don't, it's going to cost you more. And you don't need it. You don't need to have them rent you the stuff. You buy your own. It's like $39, Bob said, for the modem. And then a router, you know, $80, $90. That'll get you your Wi-Fi, and then you can configure with OpenDNS, nice and secure. And
I followed all your advice so far, and I've been pretty clean with respect to having let me ask you another question. So I have Windows Defender and malware. Do I need them both?
No, you don't need Malwarebytes running. If you've already paid for Malwarebytes, is it a paid service?
I upgraded because I'm nervous. So
So Windows Defender probably isn't running because Malwarebytes would have shown up, and Windows Defender would have said, "Oh, I see you have a good antivirus. I'm not going to run." So you probably don't have the little green house in the right hand corner, right?
I have a shield.
Yeah, but you don't have a little green house.
No, I have a shield with a check mark.
Yeah, you're good. You're not running both.
Windows Defender, that's what I have, actually. Defender Security Center. And it says, and it's got all the green check marks on it that says everything's running.
Right, and it references Malwarebytes, right? As your virus, as your antivirus. It should reference what you're running.
Oh, I didn't check that, so I'll have to check that.
Yeah, check it. Most likely it says that's what's running.
Okay, So 50 would be it, and I don't really need anything more than that.
Yeah, good luck. Call us back and let us know what they offered you. Again, whatever they're going to offer you is just a short-term teaser, maybe a year service.
Right.
Whatever they're going to offer you is going to go up wildly. Beware of that.
I know their ploy. I don't have – they're going to have to put cable – I mean, I had cable, and I've had some cables running around my house somewhere, but right now a lot of what I have is wireless connections. They would offer that same service, right, where I don't have to hook cables back up to my TVs.
Right, they're going to charge you for the devices, right? So that's the snag here. So they want to charge you for the modems. They're going to charge you for the little digital converters, all monthly. So you could pay $15-$20 depending on the number of TVs you have just to connect the cable to get TV.
So each TV needs a
box.
Modem.
Not a modem, but a box, a digital box. and they charge you for it. And that's why streaming doesn't have any of those costs. And if you just did streaming and did YouTube TV or some other streaming service, you could just buy Cox Cable. Like, this is what I did. I cut my cable bill from $218 to $83. Obviously, I got to pay for the streaming services, but...
Right. Yeah, I'm not ready. You know, it's like...
There's a lot of added stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, I'm running out of time. So
all right, I appreciate your help. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Good luck out there. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Mike G for posting everything live. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Stick around. Dr. Alessi's up next.
See you next week.